Miss Fairfax.
Gwendolyn, upon my word.
Algie, kindly turn your back. I have something very particular to say to Mr. Worthing.
Oh, really, Gwendolyn? I don't think I can allow this at all.
Algie, you always adopt a strictly immoral attitude towards life. You're not quite old enough to do that.
My own darling.
Ernest, we may never be married. From the expression on Mama's face, I fear we never shall. But although she may prevent us from becoming man and wife, and I may marry someone else, and marry often, nothing that she can possibly do can alter my eternal devotion to you.
Dear Gwendolyn.
The story of your romantic origin, as related to me by Mama, with unpleasing comments, has naturally stirred the deeper fibers of my nature. Your Christian name has an irresistible fascination. Your town address at the Albany I have. What is your address in the country?
The Manor House.
The Manor House.
Woolton.
Woolton.
Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire.
There is a good postal service, I suppose. I will communicate with you daily.
My own one.
How long do you remain in town?
Till Monday.
Good. Algie, you may turn round now.
Thanks, I've turned round already.
You may also ring the bell.
You will let me see you to your carriage, my own darling.
Certainly.
I will see Miss Fairfax out late.
Yes, sir.